Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before, or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Good morning, Patriots. Good morning. Hey, I hope you guys are having a great day. I was all set up and I was working on getting everything ready for going live on YouTube, and I've got some little technical things over there. It's like, what's going on? And anyway, so I guess I did something. I noticed that I accidentally went live on a 12-minute video last night. And so this morning I'm saying, okay, where everything's set up? Where's the video? And anyway, whatever. I just reset one, and thanks for everybody for jumping in here. We found each other like we always do. We one way or the other, we find each other. I love that. So yes. Okay. Don't tell me there. You got sound? No sound for you? Okay. What's going on? I want to make sure that everybody here is hearing stuff.
I mean, not one.
It looks like on my end it's good. Okay. There's sound. Okay. Terrific. Yay. Hey, I'm Melissa Red Pill. Melissa Red Pill the world. That's what we do. We look at the current events and the light of God's word. This is biblical. What we're experiencing. I got something huge to tell you. So I'm so glad that you're here. I told the people, if you're coming over from Rumble, from YouTube, that I'm not, you know, right now my live videos are not appearing in the regular videos. So I'm like, well, I don't know why that's happening. But anyway, that's what I was working on to try to get the kinks worked out. I was up, you know, until at least 2 this morning trying to work it out. I just didn't realize I had screwed up my other video. But anyway, we got it. So we're professionals here, right? I don't care how long I do this. I'm still Melly, the lady with the laptop, right? We just always make it happen. All right, so let's pray before we start and ask the Lord to really help us, because there's something big I want to talk to you about today, because I feel like the Lord has helped me understand the precipice. I don't know, but I have a feeling there's something big. Okay, let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for your word. We thank you that you are with us and that you are guiding us. Thank you for the Feast of Tabernacles, that you dwell with us and that you lead us and you guide us. You've seen us all this way through this whole battle, and you're going to see us through to the end. You're going to see us to this beautiful day of victory, and it's the end times for them, no doubt, and the 1,000 years of peace for us, the beautiful golden age of health and wealth and peace. Thank you that you've shown us this, not only for ourselves, but also so when all this happens that we can help others. So guide our minds, help our thoughts so that we'll understand what is happening. And so we won't have any fear, but we'll have complete confidence in you, that you are doing this to set humanity free. I pray for all my battalion. I pray you continue to bless them and strengthen them and guide them through these bumpy days, in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, I love you guys. This is my website right here, melissaredpill.com. We've been looking at this and posting videos, over 1,000 videos over there now. Check it out right here, the videos, a playlist right there. You can find out all kinds of great things about our wonderful president's lineage, and you'll find out just lots of really very interesting things. You'll find out about the biblical festivals. The Feast of Tabernacles actually starts tomorrow, Monday, on the 6th of October, and it goes through the 14th. And so what happens is, on that biblical festival, of course, we had the blasting of the trumpets, and that is blasting out the truth. The truth sets you free, and corporately for the whole world, but it also sets us free in a personal way, that as we acknowledge the truth that we've done wrong and we repent, then the Day of Atonement comes, which was just, what day was that, Friday night, Saturday night, anyway, that we are forgiven, that we stand perfect in His sight and blameless, and then, of course, the Lord tabernacles with us. Isn't that amazing? Don't y'all just love the fall festivals? I think it's just such a beautiful, beautiful picture of the Lord's redemption and how He's redeeming your life and my life, but also the entire world. This is what our Lord Jesus came to do, is to save the world. He didn't come to condemn, He came to save. And so, yeah, the enemy comes to condemn. If you're not familiar with the videos that we just recently did, we've been doing our study on the end times major clues from minor prophets. If you're missing that, you're missing out. Well, this is the one on end times and 1,000 years of peace, but the one that we were just doing Saturday was on end times major clues from minor prophets. And I'm going to read some of that to you here in just a minute, but really I would encourage you to go on to this end times page right here, and you can watch all these videos. There's the books, they're $2.99 on Amazon, but you can watch all the videos on these study guides. And so we're almost really finished with that. But yeah, this is where you can click on and see all the videos we've done on the minor prophets and how they were telling us about this day. And also, here's the one on the end times and 1,000 years of peace. All right, so let's get started. What is this precipice? Okay, y'all ready? Y'all ready? Did y'all see the post that I just put out yesterday, day before? Okay, what am I doing here? Okay, am I talking? All right, yes. All right, so when I just posted this, because I've been wondering, what is the precipice? And I was kind of thinking that it was going to be the precipice of these people, these Antifa people coming into your town and my town. And that's true. And that does give President Trump the ability to arrest these people. Yes. But I think it's something else. I think because, we're excited about, the value of gold and silver going up, which is terrific, right? So, if you've purchased some silver or even some gold, then you're doing great. But there's something that maybe we have not looked at. And so this is what I found out about, and I wanted to share this with you, because what's good for the common man is not, good for them, because they've always tried to basically short us and trick us. And so we also heard on the board, it says, gold, silver, I'm going to add silver in there, will destroy the Fed. What does that mean? It's these banks. Years ago, 17 gave us a whole list of all these central banks all over the world, that they are really run on fraud, and they're, some kind of funny money and some kind of a gamble, and they are over leveraged right on a lot of things. But right now on silver, that's the one I want to focus on today. Has anybody watched that movie, The Big Short? I would really encourage you to make a little note to go and watch that movie, because it will help you to understand what I think President Trump is doing. These guys were trying to basically, screw over the banks because they were over leveraged and they were going to make a big pile of money by screwing over the banks, okay? That's what was happening in that movie. But really, President Trump, I think, is going to use the value of silver and gold that is going up to destroy the banks. I'll tell you what that means in a second. But bottom line, this is what we've heard, that gold will destroy the Fed, because destroy the cabal banks. All those banks. How do you destroy those banks? How do you do that? okay? Making them insolvent. And I want to remind you of the minor prophets that I was just talking about. We've been doing this study of the minor prophets. Habakkuk and Nahum are two places that come to mind that told us about that we're going to loot the silver and plunder the gold. It'll be for humanity, not for these creeps. How do we do that? Well, this is what President Trump is doing. And where we go one, we go all. Now, if you remember that, I'm also going to remind you, for those of you who've been part of 17 all this time, we've been looking at this White Squall movie. Remember, it had the White Squall where they go out on the sailboat and they're riding and it looks so wonderful and we're going to go and we're going to have a great day. And then all of a sudden, there's this terrible storm that comes up. We know President Trump said the storm, you know, the calm before the storm. There's a storm. And that there would be a moment where it was just like the boat is just going every which way. And it just seems like we're sunk. We're for sure sunk now, right? But we know this is a military operation to set us free from this criminal cabal that owns, it's controlled all the wealth of the world. How does he wrestle that wealth out of their hands? And this, I believe, is how. Okay? So I'm going to talk about all that. How it's been, where it's This is biblical promise. This is what 17 has told us. And this is really like that white squall. And I was thinking, well, it was the, you know, watching what happened with Charlie, was that the white squall? Well, yes, but it's more. Because that rattled a lot of cages. It really upset a lot of people. And a lot of people turned to the Lord, which is wonderful. And over that, but if the banks fail, if Monday morning, 10:10, somewhere, you know, soon, because they say that the silver should hit $50 by the end of the year. If they say the banks failed and you try to go over to the bank and try to get your money and you can't get it, that would rattle everybody's cage. That would flip everybody out. As 17 told us, people tend to panic in such situations. Okay, so we're going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about how you can prepare. I'm not here trying to fearmonger. I am not. You know me. You can look at my past 1,000 videos. You know that I am not a fearmonger person. I'm a person of faith, but I'm also a person of preparation, okay? And I don't want to not tell you what I feel in my heart is coming soon. All right, so let's go through this piece by piece, the best I can. Okay, President Trump also just posted, "It's now or never." Okay, that is from a huge protest that's going on in Tel Aviv against Netanyahu, saying we will take the deal, make peace, settle all this. It's now or never. But President Trump posted it and a picture of this huge banner that said it's now or never, and that was in Tel Aviv. And I think that he's saying we've got to rip off the Band-Aid. It's now or never. We've got to pull the plug. We've got to, we've got to drain the money out of their evil financial swamp, okay? If the banks fail, don't panic. There'll be no bailout. Remember back in the day, The Big Short, I think, is really it's about the financial, the housing bubble that burst, and they said, oh, the banks were too big to fail, remember with Bush Jr., and so we bailed them out. Well, there's not going to be a bailout this time. And they know that. They know that. They can see now what's coming. And that's why they've been fighting Trump, you know, and really wanting to get someone else in that position. Because if they have someone else as the president and in Congress, they'll be able to do a bailout. There's not going to be a bailout for these people. All right? Just like if you made some very, very bad financial decisions, no one's coming to... I don't know if you got somebody who's going to bail you out. I don't. Nobody's going to be like you. That's on you, right? No one's coming to rescue them, because what they have done all this time is they have plundered us over and over and over and over, and we're going to plunder them, finally, because clearly these people won't stop. So trust the plan. This is biblical. This is, and so if this is what happens, what I would really encourage you to do right now, not panicking. We're not going to be panickins. We're not going to panic. There will be panic. If the banks fail, there will be a lot of people panicking, but that's not us. if the, I would just encourage you to be prepared as if you were going to have a storm. Like, we live in a hurricane area. Houston is a hurricane area. So we are always having to make sure that we are prepared for a hurricane. Have cash on hand enough to make it like 10 days. Okay. I'm just, you know, this is what we do for a hurricane. So I'm doing the same kind of thing. It's, and 17 has told us it's not for some 6 month period of time. No, no, no. It's for, you know, like a 10 day period. You have a way to communicate with your family, say, and just maybe prepare them. Say, we, you know, there's something big might happen. If something big were to happen, not just frighten anyone, but if something were to happen, this is how we'll communicate. We'll meet up here. We'll, you know, maybe the phones, if the phones are not working, you know, hopefully we'll have text. Hopefully, you know, everybody be on Telegram and we can communicate on Telegram. Even if we can't communicate with a phone, if there's some kind of way you can get on an internet, then you can communicate through like a Telegram chat. Okay. Again, does it sound like I'm trying to freak everybody out? I really am not. I really get so tired of a lot of the channels are so fear-mongering, and that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to prepare. Okay. Have alternative ways to cook, because if you know, that's just what we have to do when there's a hurricane. And if something goes wrong with the power grid, I know Patriots are in control, but just in case, have a grill, have some charcoal briquettes, have some, propane, something like that. Okay. So that you can cook, make sure if you like, we have propane, that you've got that propane tank filled up, that type of thing. I have flashlights, you know, cause at night it gets dark. Right. So then the other thing is have faith. Now, I just posted the other day, I'm going to show that to you in here in a second. This one, well, I'll do that in a second, but I posted on my, and I pinned it onto my ex. My ex account is Melissa Redpill. And so I posted on the top, I said, I read out for everyone Ephesians 6, which is, you know, put on the full armor of God, right? This is where we're putting on this armor, this, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, you know, the armor that you can extinguish the fiery darts of the evil one, the faith. And with all prayer, right? So we're ready to go. We're not panickings, okay? So trust the plan. No fear. Be ready. Have your armor on. And the Lord has seen us through this far, and he will see us through until we see the day of victory. Now, the reason I think something like this is potentially imminent is because, that's not what I wanted to do, but President Trump just posted this with this man standing on a precipice. It's like we're going over the edge, financial edge. I have a feeling, yes, we've got the riots, but I think, and that, yes, they'll probably come into all the cities, but I think more than that, we're going to have a financial crisis. And I'll tell you why I believe that is going to happen. Okay. All right. So we saw him post that. And I think this was another clue. Yesterday, it was posted. Let me just go back to this. Okay, here we go. Here, let me read some of this to you because this is a little bit complicated. And I think it's better if I read it. American banks, particularly large ones like JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, and HSBC, hold substantial short positions in silver futures and derivatives on exchanges like COMEX. What I mean by short positions, they're like betting that the silver won't go over $50. They're betting. And if that does go to $50, then they lose big time. I'm going to read to you more about, let's read it one piece at a time. On this post, I'm going to post this this link over on the chat so that you guys can know where this one, this is. And so you'll be able to read it more and look into it more. Okay, there it is right there. So please post that, Miss Songbird. Thank you. All right, so these positions often used for hedging or speculative price suppression, totaling hundreds of millions of ounces equivalent, according to the historical CFTC commitments of traders. Okay, so for all these years, you've wondered, well, why is gold suppressed? Why is silver suppressed? Because the banks have suppressed it, because they have controlled these derivatives, and they've hedged it, and they've kept the value down. But with the different things that President Trump is doing, the silver and the gold are going up, and they can't stop it, okay? And so they've placed this bet, and now they can't, you know, they're screwed. Right, really, it's big time. All right, so let me do this real quick. Let me see if I can find that gold price, silver price. Let me see if I had this pulled up the other day, but let me see if I can pull it up again. It was basically here we go. It's $47.99. Forever it was like $25, $27, going back and forth, and they kept this manipulated. We know that from the board. They've kept this manipulated all this time. And now it's just going inching up. All right. So it says, as silver approaches or exceeds the $50 per ounce from its current $48 level, these shorts could face massive margin calls, forcing banks to buy back contracts at higher prices. This short squeeze amplifies losses, unlimited on the upside for shorts, potentially in the billions per bank. Billions, as in this, you know, they've already made some very, they're already teetering on that precipice. And this just was be enough to push them right on over, like a bubble, like what happened with the housing market. But this time again, this is what is going to destroy the banks. Now, you're like, okay, but what happens to all the companies that are, you know, they pay the banks and they have, you know, loans so that they can have inventory in the grocery stores and you know, keep the gasoline and the whatever, all these different things. President Trump has, I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but he has a plan. It's not a bailout, but it is a plan so that they will no longer hold us hostage and have control over the financial markets. Okay, that's where we're headed. Gold will destroy the Fed. Okay, is this making sense, everybody? Is everybody good? Okay, so now the short squeeze, as it was saying, this is like that movie, The Big Short. I'm going to show you a little clip of that in just a second. For example, here's what happened in 2024. The spike to $33.60, already exposed five major U.S. banks into billions in unrealized losses on concentrated shorts. They already lost billions, and this time it's going to 50. If you scale that to $50, it could multiply their losses 2 to 3 times, with J.P. Morgan alone speculated to be short over 1 billion ounces equivalent. Critics, including silver analysts, warned this could trigger a feedback loop of forced covering, driving prices even higher and eroding bank capital. So, yeah, they lost billions, and this could be 3 times that. All right? Here's a historical precedent. They pushed silver to 50, bankrupting the shorts and nearly collapsing the markets. A similar dynamic today could echo Bear Stearns' 2008 failure, partly tied to commodity margin calls. J.P. Morgan has faced $920 million in fines for silver manipulation since 2020. That's what they've been doing. They've been trying to stave this off, and they can't stave it off anymore. Because you see, they've been keeping the price suppressed, and now it's going up. Right? Highlighting ongoing exposure. Recent CFTC COT data is unavailable, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But pre-shutdown reports show that commercial banks, mostly banks, net shorted 150 million ounces. It's like they've gone to Vegas every day and put it all on black. And they just bet and bet and bet and thought that they had control over all of this because they had, you know, had half the wealth of the world. But President Trump is a genius. He's a genius. And he is going to wrestle the money out of their hands. This is literally, literally biblical. What it talks about. Loot the silver, plunder the gold. If you haven't done the Nahum chapter in Major Clues for Minor Prophets, and where I put that book, I don't know. Here's the book. That's the study guide. Here's the book, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. That one, the Nahum chapter, talks about loot the silver and plunder the gold. They're like, no, stop. And we're like, no, you have vast uncounted wealth, and we're taking it back. You have stolen it from us. Uncounted. All right, so isn't that wild, you guys? Okay, tell me in the chat if you think, yeah, if you think that this is the precipice. Yeah, when I saw it, somehow or another, the Lord directed me to this. I'm like, okay, this is it. And this explains how we will wrestle, how Trump will wrestle the financial markets out of their hands. Okay, silver analysts predict $50 by late 2025. That's where we are. If you looked at the calendar lately, we're in late 2025, driven by industrial demand, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But JP Morgan has begun covering the positions amid the scrutiny, reducing their vulnerability, but still a rapid breakout. If it starts going up, it could overwhelm. They've just put a little Band-Aid on it, and that's not going to work as the price keeps going. In summary, $50 silver poses acute risks to bank balance sheets via the derivatives, but could be contained with regulatory backstops. I think what they mean by regulatory backstops is, I got this actually from Grok. Grok has actually become my personal assistant. And, you know, I don't always believe everything Grok says, but I've been, like, I've done on different things. I'm really liking being able to ask all kinds of questions. Grok was helping me on this weird YouTube thing, but whatever, that's another deal. And helped me for like until 2 a.m. Anyway, whatever. Okay, so it might accelerate consolidation amongst smaller banks. This is speculative monitoring. The CFTC reports post shutdown for updates. So they don't have a lot of this data available right now because of the shutdown. And I think maybe that's part of the reason why they don't have a lot of the same control that they would normally have if the government was open. Okay, so this is the picture that President Trump posted. It's now or never. And I know that in context, it's talking about it's now or never to bring peace in the Middle East. I agree. I understand that. That's terrific. And that's what the people were in Tel Aviv. That's what that picture's about. But I think it can have multiple meanings. I think President Trump is saying it's now or never. We've got to crush the cabal. Okay. All right. So the next one, this is a thread. Here's post number 2 of 5. And this one, I have a little clip I want to show you of The Big Short. Okay. And so check this out. So they're trying to explain what they did because the banks at that time were so over leveraged on the housing bubble. They had so many bad mortgages, and then when it started to collapse, they bet against the banks and they won. Okay, so check this out.
Have conditioned us to trust them. What have we got from that? 25% interest rates on credit cards. They have screwed us on student loans that we can never get out from under.
When the banks committed the greatest fraud in U.S. history.
No one is paying attention.
It's unbelievable.
Four outsiders risked it all to take them down.
We're going to make the big banks hurt.
How can the banks let this happen?
It's fueled by stupidity.
But that's not stupidity, that's fraud.
Tell me the difference between stupid and illegal and I'll have my wife's brother arrested.
Banks got greedy and we can profit off of their stupidity.
Do you have any idea what you're up against?
We have to act now.
So Mike Barry, who doesn't wear shoes, knows more than the federal government.
Dr. Mike Barry, yes he does.
I worry about you.
I'm fine. No, my cab.
What do you mean?
My cab, schmuck. I love you, honey. I'll talk to you later.
There's some shady stuff going down.
God, this is intimate.
I feel like I'm financially inside of you or something.
Okay.
If we're right, people lose homes. People lose jobs.
The banks have more incentives than greed.
You're wrong.
We can do everything straight and still go broke.
We need to go all in.
The ratings agencies, the banks, the government, they're all asleep at the wheel.
You think this is a game?
This is a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
I'm thinking.
Sometimes there's nothing you can do. It's scary.
The banks have fraud the American people. Now we can kick them in the teeth.
Okay, here we go.
The Big Short.
You target strippers.
With bad loans.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all cash rich.
Woo! I'm not going to be able to refinance.
On all my loans?
What do you mean, all your loans?
Okay, well, anyway, that part really doesn't so much. That one part doesn't matter so much. The point is, okay, whatever. So it's not about the mortgage and, you know, people losing their houses. That was what it was in 2008, right? But this is about the silver, the value of the silver and the value of the gold. And I'm telling you, I saw a country, maybe somebody in the chat can remind me what country it was, some small country, where the people literally went to the bank. I'm not trying to frighten everybody, okay? I'm not. I really am not. But they went to the bank, and the bank says, oh, sorry, the bank is closed. You can't have your money. So I'm just saying, protect yourself. Okay, but I think from what we've heard on the board, this would just be for a short period of time. Enough for like a scare event. This would be a scare event if people couldn't get their money out of the bank, right? But President Trump is going to fix it. But the banks will lose. They will, the bankers, the ones at the top, the cabal, will have their power ripped from them. And they will no longer have control over all the money because that's what they've done. And I'm going to read to you the verse that talks about this. This is where we're headed. We've got to be free from the bankers. We can be free from, you know, solve all these wars. We can solve all the health. We can solve all this. But if they have this financial stranglehold on us, we're over anyway. We're all just slaves. And so that is going to have to be solved, right? All right, so we've been, like I said, heard about this for a long, long time. All right, so this is post number, the second post in the thread. Okay, so this is the post where President Trump said it's now or never. And then I want you to read this short passage from Nahum. Loot the silver, plunder the gold. There's no end to Nineveh's treasures. It's vast, uncounted wealth. Now, if you're new to the channel, we are looking at the minor prophets as, yes, they were about that ancient history, whatever, 2,700 years ago when this was happening, where the Nineveh, the Assyrians, were doing evil. Okay, that's great. Now, but they were also telling us, these minor prophets were telling us for this day, the fulfillment for the end times, that Nineveh is the new world order. Who has vast uncounted wealth? The new world order. These bankers. The Federal Reserve is not a government institution. It is independent bankers that have put a stranglehold on our economy and all the economies of the world. They have central banks in every country except for Russia. Very interesting, but I'm not going into that right now. Maybe that's why they hate him, because he won't let them control his economy. So we're going to be set free from them and all the people of the world. Literally, we've been talking about this since 2017. All right. Soon the city is plundered, emptied, and ruined. This is talking about the city of Babylon, this evil, evil criminal cabal, this evil city of the New World Order, this criminal network that has been so wealthy. They've gobbled up half the wealth of the world for just like 10,000 people or something ridiculous, and let everyone else be debt slaves, and that's over. It's over. I mean, and you know what it reminds me of, you guys? You know how when we were kids and nobody had autism, nobody. And it's like, and we're at the point now, it's 1 out of 12 kids has autism, 1 out of 12 boys has autism. They get it to the point where you're like, it has to be ridiculous. We've gotten to the point where everybody's in debt up to their eyeballs, and they have all this wealth. We're at the point where it's like, that's as far as you're going. And we're going to take all of it back. Soon the city is plundered, empty and ruined. Hearts melt and knees shake. The people stand aghast, their faces pale and trembling. This is talking about the New World Order will be having their faces pale and they're standing aghast and they'll be trembling. Yeah, I really think that's what this is about. I think that's the precipice. What do you guys think? What do you think? Yep, it is. Yep, it is very sad, but it's great news for us because the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. We will have all of that back. We'll have all that back. Look at this one in Habakkuk chapter 2. Soon their captives will taunt them. They will mock them, saying, "What sorrow awaits you, thieves? Now you will get what you deserve. You've become rich by extortion. They've extorted us and taken and taken and taken and taken," right? But how much longer can this go on? Suddenly your debtors will take action. We're the debtors. We're the ones that they put in debt servitude. Suddenly, there's something that's going to be a suddenly, okay? Tammy's always talking about suddenly. That's her favorite word. There's going to be a suddenly coming up. They will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. Oh, I heard something about trembling before. Oh, that was in Nahum, the verse I just read to you in Nahum chapter 2. They're going to be trembling and helpless because you have plundered many nations, now all over the world. Now the survivors will plunder you. Plunder is to empty them out. This is what we're going to see. So when this happens, do not panic. Do not panic. We're not a panicking. We know this is what we have to do. Where we go one, we go all. There might be this great squall event where it looks like the boat's tipping over and it's like the world. We can just be at peace and comfy, but the whole world's got to wake up. You and I have been fighting to get people to wake up, and they've had their head, you know, okay, I'm going to be nice, in the sand. It's time for them to get their head out of the sand, so to speak, and to wake up, right? And I've tried, and you've tried, and we've tried, and we've cajoled and begged and pleaded, but this will wake them up. It'll be like everything stops if they can't get their money out of the bank. Okay, so but President Trump will fix it. We've understand it's not a 6-month type of thing. This is not the end of America. It's whatever. This is a likely like a 10-day type of thing. Maybe this is what the 10 days of darkness is. Okay, I'm just trying to prepare you in case this were to happen. At some point, we're going to have to rip the Band-Aid off. Okay, now, as President Trump just posted, it's, what does it say on that little sign? It's now or never. All right, there you go. So my opinion is to, you know, just do whatever, you just pray, and the Lord will guide you on what you should do. I would not want to be in a position where I did not have some cash on hand to manage for 10 days or so, and so that, you know, so to pay my bills, and sitting there, what, you know, going hat in hand like these poor people to the bank saying, can I have my money? And they're like, we're not even opening the door. It's awful. All right. Y'all ready for the next thing? Is that all good? Okay. Yeah. Yes. I can't either. I can't wait to be vindicated, Rose Texan. Me too. I think that this was kind of a hint from Scott Bessent. He just confirmed the first drafts of President Trump's $1 coin honoring the 250th birthday. He just confirmed that. I just posted that over on my Melissa Red Pill. If you're not following, I wish you'd go over and make sure to like and comment and help me to get this truth out. And I will tell you this. I will be glad to be vindicated too, because Rose, I've been telling people for a long, long time, this New World Order is the Antichrist. And I've had pushback and nobody will. I mean, I'm so thankful you guys are here because, you know, you said, you know, Melissa's right. She knows what she's talking about. It's the Spirit of the Lord that has told you that this is the true biblical understanding. And we've got books to print. I mean, verse after verse after verse. It's clear as a bell. It is clear as it can possibly be. There's just no doubt about it. This is a satanic criminal cabal. Hello, they're the Antichrist. And I still hear people pushing back. Oh, she's crazy. The Antichrist hasn't come yet. Okay, whatever. This criminal network that runs half the world and has half the money of the entire world, that's the Antichrist. Hello, that's who that is. But anyway, he's putting this silver coin out. He didn't have to do that right now, right? I think he was trying to give us a clue. It's the silver. It's the silver. It's the people's money. All right. Now, yeah, this is the one in Habakkuk that I was just reading. So, I already read that to you. Now, the other thing is we saw this on the board dated October 4th. Here we are on the 5th of October. It says, are you ready to see arrests? Are you ready to see pain? Are you ready to be part of history? So someone was asking, well, what day do you think this is? I don't know. I just know that this is very biblical. I know we've been given, you know, here's a clue. You know, the fourth went, came and went, and it didn't happen. But I think that the 10th, 10-10, and you know, when you think of that Mickey clock, right? And Mickey's like doing his hands, like, it's like that. It's like, uh-oh. That's what his little hands are doing. It's like, uh-oh. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't want you to be surprised. That's why I'm coming on here to hopefully prepare you so that you're not surprised, okay? Do whatever you can to prepare. All right, next. That's the end of that topic for this moment. Okay, I want you to see something else. For all this time, the Anons, you know, And we've been, you know, and I don't necessarily call myself really an Anon, whatever, because I was not really on the whatever board, the 8chan, 4chan boards, but I was clearly following the post and out in the world pummeling out this truth. So whatever you want to call me. But the Anons, we've always known that General Flynn was involved in this battle, but it's been so crazy because he would go along and say, Q is a conspiracy theory and all this stuff. You're like, General Flynn, what are you talking about? We know that you're part of this. So get this. General Flynn just posted this video. Let me show you the video first, and then I'll show you. Okay, so here's the video that General Flynn just posted. And so he says on here, this is warfare. It's not just bombs and bullets. It's information technology and other unseeable forces. It's fifth generation warfare. Boone Cutler, Charlie Kirk 11, at Local Action National Impact, it's time to stand up, step up, and speak up. Let's go. All right. So I'm going to play this video for you, and then you tell me what you think.
Nation, technology.
All right. Let me start it right
technology
here.
And control. We are in a war most people don't even see. It's not just bombs or bullets. It's information, technology, and control over what you believe. Every day, powerful forces shape the news you read and the thoughts you hold. This is fifth generation warfare. And whether you know it or not, you are already on the battlefield. The choice is yours. Remain unaware or recognize the fight and take a stand.
Thank you. There's a lot to talk about in that video, and I'm not going to go into all the details about it, but I will tell you a couple things that really jumped out at me, and that is that he posted, hopefully, well, yeah, he showed this. Okay, did anybody else catch that at the 139 mark? The White Rabbit? If you're not familiar with that, that is the probably one of our favorite confirmations from President Trump. And in this whole thing, we're like, we don't want to be fooled into thinking that we're following President Trump and we're just, you know, we're being duped. And so one of the Anons said, President Trump, would you please say tippy top? Who says tippy top? No one says tippy top. So President Trump went out on the Easter egg roll day and said, we keep the White House in tippy top condition. That's exactly what we told, asked him to say, and it's exactly what he said. It's just it's a wild deal. So that's, you know, so here it goes. General Flynn bringing this up, saying that, you know, they're tippy top. Very, very cool. All right. And he marks this down. It's in the video. Very, very interesting. And he also, if that wasn't enough, he also did this post. Disinformation is real. Disinformation is necessary. You can go back and watch it. I'll give you the link to this whole post right here. This is the General Flynn. And then I posted it on my X as well as all the other social media. All right. So there's the X link right there. Why would he do that? He's been saying this whole time. That Q is, you know, baloney. It's all, you know, it's conspiracy theories and all that. Why would he make a video? This is his video. This is clearly what this is his video that he put out. Now, I will say that it was done by the meme team, Dilly Meme Team, who is amazing. Dilly Meme Team did the whole thing. No, it's not on that one. Anyway, yeah, but they got pictures of the feds. You intended to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. That is the beautiful passage, like the almost the last verse in the book of Genesis. And this is when Joseph was, even though he got, sold off into slavery, he ended up saving the entire known world, right, from a famine. All right, so, but yeah, let me see if just super quick. I think this is by the Dilly Meme Team. No, maybe not this one. Okay, so yeah, either way, he put this out there. If he was not for 17Q, then he would not have to put that out there. So somebody can tell me what they think, but there's, you know, we've known that at some point he would come out and stop disavowing Q. Bottom line, faith is where we know this was real, this was legit, and this, like, we didn't necessarily understand maybe why he was having to do that, but disinformation is necessary. I think what he's saying is he had to pretend like he wasn't part of Q all this time, right? What do y'all think? Yeah, all right. Okay, so, on Awakened One, my issue with YouTube right now is I've got some issues that I'm working on, kinks working out, and I can't go live yet. It's a little bit complicated, but I'm working on, I mean, I can go live, but then the video does not end up being in the, it stays in the live tab instead of seeing it in the video tab, and no one can see it over there. So I've got to call and find out what's going on. So just everybody hang on tight. I am actually posting on YouTube like some comments. There's a post section if you can, you know, and then I'm trying to keep everybody apprised of what I'm doing until we get all that worked out. But I'm going to try to call them as soon as possible to see what's the problem. All right. And this is the one I was telling you about, the armor of God. And I read this out to everyone, this passage, and I posted this. So I'm going to give you that link too. And I want to play it for you. And I want to also send you the link. This is the armor of God. And I'm going to give you that one. And so I'll just put it on here, armor of God. If you can, please share that with people and send that out because people need the armor of God for sure. Okay. So let me see if I can find that because otherwise you're going to be, you know, really maybe scared when all this goes on. All right. So it says, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that one day when the day of evil comes,
you will be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fit with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for all the Lord's people. Have faith in humanity. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in God. The Great Awakening. All right.
All right, so that we're good to share with people so that they are not, not afraid, hopefully, and also just to be prepared as much as we possibly can. But everything, let's just say, if you're in a position where you're, you don't have access to your money, it's just for a short period of time, and we're going to get through it, and it's all going to be for good. It won't be for evil. The Lord is doing it for good. All right, so I want you to see that now. I've just sent you the link so you guys can share that and like it and help it to push it. Okay. So President Trump is working obviously on this peace negotiations in about Hamas and Gaza and all that. And so he's really pushing it hard. He said last night, after negotiations, Israel has agreed to the initial withdrawal line, which we have shown to and shared with Hamas. When Hamas confirms, the ceasefire will be immediately effective. The hostages and prisoner exchange will begin, and we will create the conditions for the next phase of withdrawal, which will bring us close to the end of this 3,000-year catastrophe. He's solving a 3,000-year catastrophe. Amazing. Thank you for your attention to this matter. So here's the line that they're moving back to this, from here. All right. So I know that's, not everything, but at least it's a start. And so that's just one step closer to getting this done. Okay. So I want you to see that. And he also, if you notice, Netanyahu, he posted something President Trump did saying, we're going to have peace in the Middle East one way or another. One way or another. Okay? So, this is what's going to happen. So, when you think about it, well, what does that mean? And even Peter Ducey asked Secretary of War Pete Hegseth this morning, would we send ground troops in? And Pete Hegseth had a very interesting response. Netanyahu can handle it. He can handle it. He can handle those bad Hamas or whatever. So basically stating it from that standpoint as if, Netanyahu is, really, he wants peace, right? Right. Pete Hegseth knows. President Trump knows. This is high-level strategy, okay? So just trust the plan. Trust President Trump. All right. This was I love my Pete Hex, my Matt Gaetz. So yeah, he does this great video out, and I don't think I'm going to have time to show this whole thing. Maybe let me put it at the end just in case I have time to put that. But anyway, I'm going to give you the link to that one too, because he's bringing up about how we paid $30 billion since October 7th to Netanyahu, and they're paying $7,000 per post to PSYOP the American people. They're paying all this money to these influencers. Isn't that outrageous? So this is Netanyahu is to try to brainwash the American people, influencers. Okay, so I'm going to post that one on there. So if you can share that in the comment section, so you can watch that one a little bit more. All right, so the next thing is, this one actually is talking about after management fees, influencers are earning $450 to $750 per post. The filings revealed that a firm called Bridges Partners, so they're getting a big chunk of it, Bridges Partners LLC has been hired to manage an influencer network under a project codenamed the Esther Project. It's unclear if there's any link to Project Esther, a plan to combat anti-Semitism published by the Heritage Foundation. So these people should be extremely ashamed of themselves, that they are, it's really treason. They're too dumb to realize they're being used, but how is this not treason? Tell me, how could this not be treason when you're basically doing the talking points? But what they do is they get these young influencers who don't understand what's going on, and they think they're so cool, and they don't realize that they are being used to do evil in the world. It's awful. Anyway, whatever. We're going to solve that too. When all this gets done, then they will be, you know, ashamed of that they were helping the dark side. And they may be held up on charges. They may be brought up on charges for treason. I hope, you know, that it'll all be fair. I think the biggest part of treason is the knowingly. I don't think these kids right here are smart enough to realize how they're being used. Okay. So, you know, when I say treason, I'm not saying death penalty. I'm just saying that I'll tell you this, for all of eternity, they'll have their picture right there that they were helping the devil himself to try to destroy the world. And they're too dumb. That's the worst thing. That's the worst thing you can have, you know, and I'm very thankful that the Lord has helped me to see the truth. So I haven't always gotten it right. I have 1,000 videos though. You could go back to pretty much any one of my videos on melissaredpill.com and you can see that I've been saying the same thing. This is biblical. This is the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. If you're not familiar with my books, you go to, Amazon. Okay. No, not that. That's not what it is. Blah, blah, blah. This one right here, if you go right here, you'll see the books right here, and you'll see, you know, I'm glad to say that these are ready. They're there for people to see the truth about end times. Uh-oh, that's why I keep going to the wrong thing. Getting a little teddy bear from my niece. So, this is the wonderful truth about end times, and I keep hitting the wrong button. Whatever. Anyway, so you can see those there over on Amazon for $2.99, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. This is Biblical and Major Clues for Minor Prophets. I'm thankful that the Lord has helped me to see the truth, so I'm not, you know, in the position like some of these people are for the rest of their days, realizing that they had joined in with the dark side. All right. Got something else to tell you. I'm sure you guys already saw this, but just I want to have this video out here for posterity. You know, I was over on Grok, and you know, I post a lot, but I am trying so hard to fact check things before I put it out there, because I know you guys, you're busy sharing this information out there. I want to make sure that whatever I give you is true. Okay. So, you know, I really wasn't even asking Grok about whether Charlie Kirk is alive. I wasn't asking anything about that. I was just asking about this Jewish billionaire, Robert Shulman, who had pulled $2 million donation from the TPUSA 2 days before Charlie's death. Okay? I ended up typing it. You know, I was talking to my phone and it typed in Shulman instead of Shulman, whatever. So you'll see on here it says Shulman. But in the middle of that, if you've ever watched Grok on your phone, it'll be sitting there like, oh, searching. And before it had given me the answer, it pulled up this other screen. And I'm like, what is that on the front? And this is what it showed on this little thinking. While it says searching, and it's still searching for more details. It says, this request asks if Jewish billionaire Robert Shulman, withdrew a $2 million donation to Turning Point USA 2 days before Charlie's death. Robert Shulman likely means Robert Shulman, a Jewish billionaire and Cyber Reason founder known for conservative donations. Charlie Kirk, linked to Turning Point USA, is alive as of October 2025. So the death claim seems false. I'm like, what? 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 I didn't ask you that, Grok. I did not ask you that. But Grok gathers information and basically spits out the information, you know, the data that they have from all over. They have access to all this data. And they just spit out this information and saying, you know, basically he was saying, you know, you're wrong. He's not dead. Grok was trying to protect me. Correct me. And said that. Of course, you know me. Immediately, I screenshot it, and I share it out with you guys. You know, and I probably shouldn't even be talking about it because, you know, it's part of this plan. Most people aren't watching Melissa Red Pill, right? right? In the scheme of things in the world, you know, they're not watching it. But I will say that, you know, some of these, like this one only got 27,000 views. But the one I did about them renting the hall, renting the State Farm Stadium, that got 2.1 million views. And the thing is, on that one, let's see if I have that one handy. Yeah, this is the one. I said, we're watching a movie. All I said was, we're watching a movie. And I showed the Grok response about the Turning Point USA rented the State Farm Stadium for September 21, 2025, with a rental agreement secured in May 2025. The venue hosted a large public memorial service for TPUSA founder Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated September 10, 2025. So it was rented in May 2025. And I said on here on this video, you'll see on here, 2.1 million views. I said on there, this was public information because the State Farm Stadium is a government, publicly owned property, and the people have access to finding out who is renting it and when. And so, you know, maybe I shouldn't have put it out there. You know, maybe I should just go along with the narrative, but I'm just putting out the truth, you know, whatever I see. Anyway, so it's okay. Either way, I think I just have to stand on putting out the truth, and I'm not really part of this big playing, whatever you want to call it. All right, so yeah, so that was crazy. And so, let me see if there's anything else. I think I had something attached to it. Let me see if I have it attached. I think I put it. Okay, I'm going to give you this link. I'm going to give this link. No, okay, it's not that one. Okay, I did. Yeah. This was the same guy. This was the guy who was the thing who was on his shoulder. That's the same guy. I don't know if you knew that. That's the same guy. He came around and he was working on something, and he helped to carry Charlie to the SUV. But there was a post. I had it. I don't know where it is right now, but it was actually the actual Grok screenshot. Because on this one, I had put it together with the video. But there you basically see the question I asked, did TPUSA rent out the stadium, the State Farm Stadium, for September 21 in May of 2025? And he said, yes. Now, because of this, I think Grok got in timeout. I think Grok got in trouble because Grok has been telling too much truth. And so next thing I know, because I'm asking Grok stuff all the time just to confirm whatever I'm putting out there on social media, you know, a lot of times I ask just to confirm. And Grok wasn't responding. I'm like, okay, is Grok mad at me now? Because I told the truth, you know, and did a screenshot of what Grok told me. Anyway, it was down completely for like an hour or two. I have a feeling that a lot of people were getting this truth and they had to clamp down on Grok. So when Grok came back up, I was asking, okay, what's the story with Charlie? And he's like, you can't trick me. I was asking him, kind of trying to say and tell me in code. And he's like, you can't ask me that like that. And I can't tell you. It was interesting the way he responded. You know, he's not allowed to tell some things. Anyway, so he said it would be awful for the family and all that, whatever. So very, very interesting what's going on right now with how Grok was in timeout and then came back and said, oh, no, he's dead. All right. So I want you to see that. Did I give you the link to that? I don't think I did. Okay. Here is the link to the one about the State Farm Stadium. Here's the one right there. I'm going to just type in State Farm. Hang on. I need an assistant here. Songbird, you're going to have to come stay at my house and help me. State Farm. Okay, there's the State Farm post. That one right there. And then this is the State Farm Stadium. Y'all know what I mean. Okay, here is the one about the Shillman guy. Okay, here's that one. Okay, so where it says Charlie's dead. Charlie's alive. That's that one right there. So on the other post, I had just taken I just gotten that little thing where it says Charlie Kirk linked to Turning Point USA is alive as of October 2025. So the death claim seems false. Okay. I didn't make him say that. He said that of his own free will. Not that he's a person. But all right. So the other thing is, oh, here it is. This is what I was looking for. I knew I had it. Here is the, this is very important because some people are saying this is fake news. Let me tell you something. The AZ, the Arizona STA, State Farm Stadium. Okay. At State Farm Association, whatever it is, ASDA, is required to report on public records. And so here it's talking about, they oversee the stadium. They confirm the booking details via public records request under Arizona law, nothing noting it was a paid private event with no taxpayer funding involved. Reports indicate TPUSA covered costs through its budget and post-assassination donations exceeding $6 million, including from donors like Tucker Carlson and Bill Ackman. The event drew 90,000 to 100,000 attendees, filling the 63,000-seat stadium. Anyway, so the point is, according to the Arizona Sports and Tourism Authority, there it is, Arizona Sports and Tourism Authority, they oversee the stadium and they confirm the booking details via public records request that the people can research this for themselves and find out the truth. Now, you can't do that with a private company, but with a public company institution, you can. Okay, so here is the Arizona AZSTA post, okay? Right there. All right, so you have all of that in the comments. Thank you, people. Thank you, my lovely assistants. All right, so now let's talk about something really fun that President Trump posted about the med beds. And everybody knew immediately this is AI, right? But he was red-pilling the world about med beds. So check out this post.
Trump has announced a historic new healthcare system, the launch of America's first medbed hospitals, and a national medbed card for every citizen.
Every American will soon receive their own medbed card. With it, you'll have guaranteed access to our new hospitals, led by the top doctors in the nation, equipped with the most advanced technology in the world. These facilities are safe, modern, and designed to restore every citizen to full health and strength. This is the beginning of a new era in American healthcare.
In this first phase, only a limited number of MedBed cards will be released. Registration details will be announced very soon. Trump has announced...
Okay, I'm sure you guys flipped out when you saw that. We've been talking about this for such a long time. And so what are they? Well, then this picture... Now, of course, they're saying, oh, this was an intern who posted this, and they're in big, big trouble. Let me tell you something. President Trump doesn't have an intern posting on his social media, and he would not leave it on there for 10 hours if they did. Okay? So there's, clearly something about this, but they have, not been able to talk about this, obviously, until now. And even now, just putting it out there and pulling it back, okay? Just giving you a little bit of hope about what's coming up. And so then this man right here was on Redacted talking about, is that what's behind Pfizer? And everybody's up in arms saying, why is President Trump making this agreement with Pfizer? What's the deal? Because Pfizer's so evil. Well, let me tell you something. All these companies are in place and they need to be able to continue, but they need to have the evil ones who are running these things removed so that they can no longer use these for evil and have no more evil drugs, but have true remedies. I can't start a big corporation as big as Pfizer to help everyone in the whole world. We need something like Pfizer, but we need it to be run properly. We need it to be run to help people. And so, anyway, if you notice on that video, it looked like some of these med beds almost look like hyperbaric chambers. And I wonder if they're like, these med beds are like a hyperbaric chamber that infuses oxygen into every cell, which that, the oxygenation, like an antioxidant is where it's, we're trying to get the, if we're under oxidative stress, we don't have enough oxygen in our cells. And so when you are trying to infuse this oxygen into your cells, then that gets them to be healthy and kick out the parasites or whatever's bad, the bad bacteria. All right. So I wonder if it's like Tesla technology. Okay. And so this man does bring this up. He says, he wonders if that's what President Trump was doing. He said, we've been talking about this for such a long time, with these med beds, and no one's ever been able to want to talk about it. This, secret space program is exposed and all that. So I'm not going to play this, but I'm going to give you the post over in the chat so you guys can look at it. Okay, so grab this post. I'm going to call it MedBeds, okay? And it's by Redacted over on, it's over on his YouTube, right? All right, so there you go. So then I saw this. And I said, this is what I want to believe, and don't anyone tell me otherwise. Let me live my dream that Michael Jackson is alive and well and has been using a med bed, so he's better than ever, and we will see him perform again. If you wish this is true, hit the heart. Look at this video. I'm telling you, it looks, I don't care who you are, it looks like Michael Jackson. If this is AI, this is unbelievable AI. Okay, so check this out.
You stole my chicken. Ooh, got a box of gold, crispy and warm. Gonna take it with me, that's my tasty storm. Run, spin, slide, I'm gliding out the door. Fried love in my arms, can't give it up no more. Hey, come.
Okay, I'm just saying, and I hear people all the time, oh, Trump, there's several Trumps. You cannot duplicate Trump. You can't duplicate him. Now, if he was maybe out on the golf course where he's like, you know, far away and he's not talking, maybe you could have a fake Trump. But you can't have a Trump who's talking. You just can't duplicate Trump. You just can't. And you can't duplicate Michael Jackson. Okay, I'm going to play it again. Oh, my goodness. And even Tucker the other day, and I don't know what he knew and what he didn't know. He's like, do you mean to tell me he wasn't a pedophile? Of course, in the comments, I had all these people coming out. Of course, you would protect a pedophile. He was not a pedophile. He was trying to expose these people. You listen to any of his songs, and you realize he was trying to stop these criminals. And he did everything in the world. I'm going to tell you something. President Trump protected him many times, and I have a feeling he had to protect him. If he's alive, it's because of President Trump. Let's just put it that way. Same thing with Charlie Kirk. Same thing with Diana. Same thing with JFK Jr. I'm just going to say it. I just feel like, you know, these people have been putting themselves at risk, putting themselves right out in harm's way. And if there's a hit out on their lives, that they've been had to go into witness protection. Wouldn't that be great? Don't anybody tell me otherwise. This is my dream. I want to live my dream. Okay. It could be real. Check it out. I mean, tell me, doesn't this look like him? Does this look like AI to you? What do y'all think?
Stole my chicken. Ooh, got a box of gold, crispy and warm.
Look at that face. That looks like Michael Jackson. That looks like his face. Now, I know the hair is kind of doesn't look right, but it looks like fake hair, but his face. I know they've got masks that can make someone look just like him. Okay, but now look when he dances.
Gonna take it with me, that's my tasty storm.
Okay, do you see how the movements, and he just looks like Michael Jackson.
Run, spin, slide, I'm gliding out the door. Fried love in my arms, can't give it up no more. Hey, come.
I don't know. I think he would just be so happy. And, you know, all of his life, as we know, I mean, this video is not about Michael Jackson. It's about med beds and, you know, of course, the silver and protecting yourselves from all that. But I just wanted to say that, you know, he never had a life where he could just walk around and be a person. And so if he's been able to do that, God bless him. You know, even when he was little, he was so, you know, he was an icon even at what, age 5? I literally played this song for my granddaughter it's been a couple years ago. That song, you and I must make a pact. We must bring salvation back. She was mesmerized. He just had that amazing, well, everybody knows how amazing he was. And maybe is. If you think that would be great, let me know if in the comments. I would be very happy about that. Okay, I think that's it. I think that's everything. Yeah, there's the Matt Gaetz thing. You've got the link, and you can read more about that. So don't forget to go on my channel. Go and definitely check into the end times information. If you haven't seen those before, share these books with people so they understand the wonderful truth about end times. Definitely make sure you are on The Real Melly. Here's my new YouTube account. If you guys can help go and push that out there, I would really appreciate it. Make sure to like and share and all that. And so I'm going to post this video now up onto the YouTube, and I'll put it over on the social media so you'll be able to find it and share it. I'm so glad I can put that on there. And then obviously, you can look at all my older videos about end times. You can look, you know, all the different ones I have there. And then definitely come in and check out especially the health links right here, the health links and the remedies. I'm not going to talk about it because YouTube will get mad, but I have lots of videos over there about that you can watch, that you can learn how to get your health back until you get that cool med bed, right? All right. I think that is everything. All right, I'm going to do this real quick, super quick, and then we're going to pray. All right, and also definitely check into this one right here. Okay, I'm just going to pull the link up. Definitely check into this one because, yeah, it's really amazing. I will post this. It's the website name, freedomforce.live/CD, okay? I'm not even going to say the word, the name of it, but this is something, if they're fighting it, that means it's something really good, okay? So here is, I'm just going to say health right here. And don't forget, hit the like button before you forget, because I know I'm the worst. I never remind you guys to do it, and I know Songbird's always asking everybody to remember. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you are the King of the world, and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are the Lord. Thank you that the wars will cease. Thank you, Lord, that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. Lord, on this bumpy few days we've got coming up, I pray that you would give us the strength and the understanding and the peace. Help us to protect our families and ourselves from this mayhem that potentially could ensue with all the riots and anything that they try to pull. Lord, we know that you will keep us at perfect peace and that we will have everything that we need. I thank you for everyone on the battalion. I pray you protect their health. I pray you protect every hair on their head. I pray you'll give them joy in the middle of the battle. And I thank you for each one. I thank you that you're helping us to get the truth out every which way. And we thank you for General Flynn and of course, our wonderful president, and ask you to bless him in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you guys. I'm so glad we're here together. And before I'm going to do this, I've got a new thing I'm doing. I'm going to tell you later, but I'm also going to play a little song at the end so I don't lose you. So I always go, I'll talk to you later, and then it gets all clipped off. So this way I'm going to have a little song at the end. Okay, I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later. Now,
winds tremble, the sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.